This is Afghanistan's latest enemy. Locusts. Millions and millions of locusts. The country already has the worst humanitarian situation in the world, with 97% of the population living in poverty. But a massive locust infestation is like to make things even worse. This was a wheat field until a swarm of locusts hit it.
After collapse of the regimes, you know, nobody pay attention to locusts. You know, the locust is a migratory pest, and this is really dangerous because they can attack even more than 100 species or crops, you know, in the country. Whenever there is nothing, you know, they will eat everything.
The UN is preparing for the worst. Their predictions suggest up to 1.2 million metric tons of wheat and other crops could be destroyed. That's about a quarter of Afghanistan's annual production. If you look at it in monetary terms, at today's rates, that could be up to $480 million. For a country that doesn't have enough money or food, these insects could be devastating. The methods used to remove the locusts may seem primitive, but it works. They're swept up in a giant tarpaulin. The previous government had spraying capability, but for reasons that aren't clear, this is not being used by the Taliban. The locusts here are destroyed by pouring them into pits dug in the ground and then covering them with soil. Local farmers are being paid by the UN agency to carry out the work. It's some money for families whose crops and livelihoods have already been badly hit. I spoke to Habibullah, a farmer and local elder.
We are very annoyed by these locusts. They eat our grass and damages our income and life. They eat our crops. The wheat that we grow here is damaged by the locusts.
Since the Taliban took control of the country nearly 2 years ago, locust monitoring has lapsed. And even if these efforts mean the UN's worst fears aren't met this year, things could still get worse. The locusts are currently mating, some are already laying their eggs, and experts say if left untreated, the numbers next year could increase 100-fold. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Baghlan Province, Northern Afghanistan.
And James joins us now live from Kabul. James.